This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Those computer models currently showing that Hurricane Florence is most likely to make landfall on the North Carolina coast late Thursday or early Friday. Still to the north, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan has declared a state of emergency.
We have been in touch with utility companies, and they are taking the appropriate steps to be ready to respond to potential power outages.
And Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam ordering mandatory evacuations of some coastal sections beginning last hour.
It's too soon to know the exact track Florence will take, but all of the models agree that Virginia can expect significant impacts.
On the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, President Trump will be at the Flight 93 Memorial in western Pennsylvania. Vice President Pence will be at the Pentagon, and they'll read the names of the nearly 3,000 people who died in the attacks in Lower Manhattan. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, hits the shelves today. It claims that White House aides sometimes ignore Trump's orders to limit the damage he can do. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying yesterday that book is making impossible claims.
It seems incredibly reckless for a book to make such outrageous claims, to not even take the time to get a $10 fact checker to call around and verify that some of these quotes were happening.
An accused Russian spy will stay in jail until her trial. At a hearing yesterday, a federal judge ruled that Maria Butina is still a flight risk. Butina is accused of working as an undercover agent for the Russian government. The Senate Judiciary Committee now set to vote on Thursday whether to advance the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Most Democrats will likely vote against Kavanaugh. They don't have the votes to block his confirmation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Protesters in Dallas calling for justice after an unarmed black man was shot and killed in his own apartment by a police officer. 100 protesters marching through downtown Dallas yesterday seeking justice in the death of 26-year-old Botham Jean. Officer Amber Geiger was arrested over the weekend. She claims she mistakenly went into his apartment and thought he was an intruder. More now on the 9/11 anniversary with some recollections of our own USA Radio correspondent Robin Walensky, who covered it in Manhattan that day.
After both buildings were down, there was this enormous dust cloud, and we were running north trying to get away from it. I remember people barefoot in the street carrying their shoes. I bumped into a woman who is absolutely frantic looking for her husband who had been at work in the North Tower, and she tells me that she heard that he was alive, and she starts walking south when I grab her arm and I beg her to stay put, when suddenly her husband, covered in white dust, plaster, and huge rings of sweat, appears in the street.
Are you okay?
Great.
I think about Gene and Chuck Mara all the time. 17 years later, this sound still so powerful, as this was the emotional reunion so many people wanted but never got.
Again, that is USA Radio's Robin Walensky with her own recollections of covering 9/11 on this date 17 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm...
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We are remembering 17th anniversary of that incredible day that with each memory and every day, I might say, regardless of the anniversary, our hearts remain heavy. And with us right now is Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, let's bring you on and get your perspective on this day that changed America 17 years ago.
Right. Well, hey, thank you for having me. Certainly a solemn day, right, for all of us, and especially for those who knew and loved people who died. My first thought of today is the heroic response, both on that day and then in the many days to follow of America, whether it's regular Americans helping each other or first responders or armed forces. The response to evil was incredible and swift and glorious, really, for this country, and represented, I think, in a lot of ways, the very best of America, which came out of the worst of circumstances.
Well, 2,997 perished that day. Fire department, as you say, NYPD, Port Authority, Bernard Kerik saluted them for, their extreme heroism. I mean, the stories that are still anecdotally shared that are so powerful and encouraging, and it reminds us truly of America's greatness, its spirit that resides in each of us, does it not?
Yeah, I think it does. And that's one reason why I think American exceptionalism is an important concept and one that we need to embrace and not shirk away from and need to teach our children about. There's a reason that they attacked us, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The reason that radical terrorists view the United States as the ultimate enemy. And it's because even they, in their own perverse way, recognize American exceptionalism.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to recognize it in the right way, which is, again, too, that's not that we ever, look down on the rest of the world or that we condescend to the rest of the world. Rather, it's that it's an obligation to show the world what a country can be, what a great republic of freedom and opportunity can do for its own people. And then, by extension, for the world. And also to recognize that because we are exceptional, we're always going to be the target of mm-hmm. evildoers, and that, evil does walk the earth. And in that case, it was just abject evil. But it still exists today, certainly. We saw it with ISIS, which is thankfully just about eradicated. We see it with other groups. In my opinion, groups like MS-13, some of these transnational gangs, and we'll see it in other groups that we don't even really know about yet. But as long as we believe in and embrace American exceptionalism, I think we'll always be prepared to deter those groups, hopefully. And if we aren't able to deter them, to then respond to them when they do commit evil deeds.
Steve, do you think that America has I there's the idea, first of all, the idea of American exceptionalism and this light of liberty that draws nations, you know, other nations and people around the world to this country because of what it represents. And that is at the very heart of our exceptionalism, is that freedom reigns here. But also that freedom is something that has to be defended and vigilantly looked over. And evil wants to eradicate us. Has America, since 9/11, 17 years later, have we squared up that concept that, yes, we are bastions of liberty, but we're also the target of evil?
Right. I think at times we've become too complacent, quite frankly. I certainly know that's the case in our educational system. I have four children who are in college, high school, and grade school, so I kind of span the spectrum of ages.
Right.
And I have to tell you that, unfortunately, our educational system, and it's even worse in public schools, I think, but our educational system in general does not believe anymore in inculcating young people with the virtues of patriotism and with the grandness of America. So, for instance, when we teach American history, of course we should talk about the blemishes, and of course we should talk about the failures. And there are serious ones, you know, like
right.
slavery and the civil rights, suppression. So there are failures for us to talk about, and they should be recognized. But for instance, in most textbooks, if you look at them these days, that's all that's talked about, and nothing about the glories of American history, of saving the world in World War II, of the Cold War, of our incredible revolution, beating the most powerful army on earth with a ragtag bunch of,
right.
of you know, brilliant, brave men. So, I fear, Bill, that we're becoming complacent. It's been 17 years now since September 11th. The world seems pretty peaceful right now for America on the whole. We know how fragile that can be. The world seemed peaceful on September 10th in 2001. And so, yeah, it does worry me, and it's something I think all of us as parents, as public policy people, as media people, that we need to talk about and promote. You know, patriotism is not inherited in the gene pool.
Yes, exactly.
It's transmuted to people. It's passed on through storytelling, through study, through talk, through rituals. All of those are important. So I hope today that everybody tries to do something, even if it's a small thing, to recognize, you know, both the people that were lost on 9/11, but also the greatness that we defended following that attack on 9/11.
Well, to date, since that attack, we have spent over $1.5 trillion on the war since 9/11, Steve. That's an incredible amount of money. But to your point, I want to focus on what have we learned, you know, through all these experiences, as you cite them all, you know, and that's what's missing out of our education system. Yes, they're there. There are things that have happened in our country. Some things that, in retrospect, maybe we're embarrassed for. But, you know, that's the woof and wharf of the red, white, and blue, is it not?
Right. No, I think it is. And to me, what's most important looking at American history is the trajectory of American history,
mm-hmm.
Which I think has always been upward toward empowerment, toward an opportunity society. And, you know, again, with a lot of fits and starts along the way, we're human beings. Mm-hmm. We're not a bunch of
right.
angels, that's for sure.
Right.
And we know that. But let's recognize the greatness of the trajectory of our country and of our future, most importantly.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that we study the past is to deal with the present and build the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry that, particularly in our educational institutions, too often the study of our history has just become an indictment from leftists with an agenda rather than a true, honest academic look at our history. I think, unfortunately, in far too many sophisticated circles in America, this isn't just education. I think this is media, a lot of places, embracing patriotism is almost viewed as jingoistic or unsophisticated. And I think that that's just incredibly wrong and dangerous, quite frankly. So I want us on a day like 9/11 to think about how patriotic we were that day and in the days to follow, and to try to always, you know, live that spirit. It won't be as acute, of course, because, mm-hmm. you know, we sure hope that we don't have a day like that again, but to still believe and live that kind of spirit of patriotism and to believe in American exceptionalism and that this country is worth fighting for and worth defending and our Constitution is worth protecting. And again, there's a reason that even the bad guys recognize that, right? I mean, they didn't go and attack Italy. They came to attack the United States.
Exactly. Well, at the very heart of all this are those three important words, you know, we the people. Right. You know, this is what's been happening in our education system. There has been a dumbing down of we the people so that somehow they would, I guess maybe abandon their authority position, which is so key to American exceptionalism. That is the basis of our greatness, is we the people. We've got more from Steve Cortez on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Way like is fresh and very independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Steve Cortez, CNN commentator and former Trump campaign operative, continues. Steve, you know, every day it just seems like more and more subterfuge. Some are calling it now a coup. We spoke with Jerome Corsi last month, and he just called it out. He just says, Bill, it's just a flat-out coup, what's going on. And now we have this, anonymous New York Times op-ed. I mean, this is what journalism has reduced itself to. It's bad enough that we had all these anonymous anecdotal inputs into the reporting, but now we just got flat-out op-eds from Anonymous.
Right. You know, it's so outrageous. You know, and regarding that op-ed, first of all, whoever wrote it is a coward, is a sniveling coward, because if they really believe what they wrote, that this president is a danger to our republic, and I, of course, totally disagree, but just assuming they actually believe that, then they are honor-bound. They took an oath to the Constitution.
Exactly.
They were entrusted by the public with a serious and real responsibility. They are honor-bound to resign, to come public, and to make their case and tell us why our country is in danger. But what did they do instead of that? Hide behind the veil of secrecy and assume, and this is the part that really riles me, is to assume that they, and they claim there's a network of them, that they are able to defend democracy. Now think of the illogic there, that a group of unelected, unknown, anonymous bureaucrats are going to protect democracy, and they're going to do it by subverting the democratically elected president.
Exactly. It's laughable. It really is. But the problem is that, this is a network. We know from Stroke and Page and what we find out every day from new emails that are released. I mean, this is quite the cabal, Steve. I mean, you know, they had an alternative plan against this president being elected. So they must have seen, even though the media told them different, that there was no way that Hillary Clinton was not going to be crowned president of the United States. And then when it happened, everybody was in shock. And, there were people that had an insurance plan that were in the works.
Right. You know, sadly, and I think, you know, too, we are often, a lot of us in the Trump movement, we're often derided as kooks and, you know, wing nuts when we talked about deep state, or when we talked about the swamp, talked about the permanent political class, the administrative state. You know, I think we've seen all of that revealed now. There's really no question. And this op-ed being the ultimate revelation in that regard, because they call themselves that. You know, in the op-ed, the writer said, "We are this." Was it stable state or steady state? I can't remember which term.
Right. It was to the effect it was the deep state. But yes, right.
They might as well have said deep state.
Right.
And so I think what we're seeing here is the permanent political class in America, which is bipartisan, by the way. You know, a lot of Republicans, unfortunately, are involved as well, deeply involved.
Yes.
The permanent political class exists for its own benefit. And we see that as evidence of that. I like to point out to people, the five richest counties in America by income are all in the Washington metro area. I mean, think of that.
Right.
Washington, D.C. is not a more innovative or harder working part of the country than the rest of the country. It's not Silicon Valley. They're not curing cancer, coming up with amazing nanotechnologies. What they are doing and have done successfully for decades is siphon prosperity from the rest of the country. And because of that, I won't blame them. They've got a pretty good gig, right, that they're trying very hard to protect. But I will, of course, totally assail them because they're doing it through dishonesty, through subterfuge. And so I don't think it's outrageous to call this a coup. I don't. It's not a coup with bullets, but it's a coup. They are attempting to subvert and nullify the 2016 will of the people, and they're trying to do it by creating a narrative right into the midterms that the president's unfit, that he's unstable, between the Woodward book and the op-ed. And their hope is that they elect a Democratic House that will impeach the president, and then we can have this fight in the Senate. That is really where they're going. It's diabolical. It's counterproductive to the country. It's not true. But that doesn't mean it isn't happening, Bill.
Yeah, no, it's clear it's happening. I think you have to be totally blind, to miss this. I mean, this is what's so obvious. And again, this is why we're looking to the American people to, again, step up and, let the country know where you stand with Donald Trump, where you stand with the democratic process, because what they are doing, it's like the old saying, Steve, follow follow the money. And we've said this forever, that, you know, there are too many people making too much money off the incompetence of our government. To your point, the tentacles that they have gotten into our treasury and been able to siphon money out of our treasury, you know, you can say legally, unethically, but legally, I guess. So, right. But still, they're getting away with it. And the American people are saying, enough with this. We're $21 trillion in debt, and we need to get this country back on track. And back on track means what the president said on his inauguration, in his inauguration, when he said, today, the people are going to be back in charge. We, the people. And that's, you know, this is what I see, is that the whole organizational structure, Steve, you and I have been in business. We know the typical organizational structure is top down, and it's a pyramid structure. And it starts with the point at the top and the broadest spectrum down at the bottom. Well, what our founding fathers did, they took that pyramid, they turned it upside down and put the people on top. Well, ever since that happened, you've had the elites going, I don't think so. So, and they've done everything they can to turn it upside down. And I'll tell you, under Barack Obama, clearly the pyramid, the organizational chart, was turned upside down. It was about the elites. And guess what? They're not happy when Donald Trump comes back and single-handedly puts the pyramid upside down the way it's supposed to be, with the people on top.
Right. And by the way, talk about a real world manifestation of what you're talking about. Just this morning, we got the small business survey, the NFIB, which is the biggest independent business group in America. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the Chamber of Commerce, but for small business only.
Right.
We got their survey results out this morning. Absolutely gangbusters, all-time records, smashed the records previously set in the Reagan administration. And across the board, every segment of the survey, from hiring to forward-looking outlook to confidence. So small business, which is, you know, to your point, Bill, kind of the bottom of that pyramid, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Lots of, you know, mom-and-pop operations out there in the country who are really the dynamism of our economy. Small business, which was struggling under President Obama because of taxation and regulation, small business is now thriving and literally more confident than ever. And that's not my opinion, that's theirs.
Yes, exactly.
And so what I would exhort to your listeners and to voters is that is at risk, though. What is going on in this country, the confidence, the optimism, the surge in wages, the surge in small business, all of that is at risk if we don't vote in November. And a lot of folks may not love the Republican who represents them. I don't like a lot of Republicans in Capitol Hill, quite frankly.
Right.
However, I think you need to hold your nose and vote for them, because I do believe if we maintain the majority, we prevent what you and I are talking about, which is this coup that the Washington mm-hmm. establishment is trying to inflict upon the country.
Well, the same guy that told us that, if we wanted our doctor, we'd have the same doctor. The one who said that Benghazi is a conspiracy. I mean, one lie after another says that, you know, it's his economy. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's like enough of the lies and enough of Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats are in such disarray, Steve, you know, with the left pull going on right now, this pull towards socialism. What is the Democratic Party today? And they're going to take over the House. We really want to entrust Nancy Pelosi and the discombobulated Democratic Party to lead this country, really?
Right. Well, and again, too, the gains that we've already made would be at risk, and they're substantial. What Trump has done, and to me, the two biggest areas of success, which is pretty incredible only 20 months in, are the court, where we have a lot of amazing judges, one justice, another one about to happen. So it's, to me, it's judges, and then it's the economy. And those two incredibly important areas for this country, this president has been incredible. That is at risk. Everything's at risk, though, quite frankly. Because I'll tell you what, Bill, I don't want to be too doomsday, but if the Democrats win the House, in my opinion, it is a 98% certainty they impeach the president.
Oh, without a doubt.
Once that happens, we go over to the Senate. Now, I would hope that and I think the Senate's going to get more Republican. I really do. I would hope that the Senate is honorable and decent, and, you know, as they did with Bill Clinton, would exonerate, would acquit the president, that he wouldn't be removed. But to even take that chance, to me, is so frightening.
Right, exactly.
And it's so ludicrous that we can't go there. So we have to get out in November and treat this election as if it's the president's first reelect.
We got to leave it right there. Steve Cortez. Thank you, Steve.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital, driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Most computer models currently showing that Hurricane Florence is most likely to make landfall on the North Carolina coast late Thursday or early Friday. Still to the north, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan has declared a state of emergency.
We have been in touch with utility companies, and they are taking the appropriate steps to be ready to respond to potential power outages.
And Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam ordering mandatory evacuations of some coastal sections beginning last hour.
It's too soon to know the exact track Florence will take, but all of the models agree that Virginia can expect significant impacts.
On the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, President Trump will be at the Flight 93 Memorial in western Pennsylvania. Vice President Pence will be at the Pentagon, and they'll read the names of the nearly 3,000 people who died in the attacks in lower Manhattan. USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
And I said, I will bow my life to the one who set me there. Even if I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking down the valley, I know I am not alone. You're better.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, as we remember 9/11, the deadliest day in history for New York City. Some 343 firefighters were killed that day, paying the ultimate sacrifice. A total of 2,996 people were killed in the 9/11 attacks. That was including the 19 terrorist hijackers aboard those four airplanes. It was 17 years ago, but many people are still suffering and dying from the aftermath. With us right now is Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Bill, but of course it is a very sad day today.
It is rather solemn. I mean, again, the ceremonies to hear all the names, you know, that are shared with everybody there at, you know, at Ground Zero in New York. Boy, I'll tell you, and you think still, and one of the things that I reconnected with is because when those buildings went down and how the air was polluted, the increased incidence of cancer and how many people have died as a result of that day, not immediately, but subsequently as a result of the polluted air that impacted New York City.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. They are still dying today because of that. There's no question about it. It was, yes.
Yeah, it's, I mean, in some ways, it's, I mean, this is what happens. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, people were dying years and years afterwards because of the aftermath of those attacks. Same thing happening with 9/11.
Well, it was evil on display in a day that changed America. I mean, look how much we've changed in 17 years, what we've had to do as a result of this incredible and horrific event. My question is, Bruce, what have we learned? I mean, it's shocking in some cases because, you know, we were just talking with Steve Cortez about this, that evil got its had its moment, had its day, and on display. And then 17 years later, I'm wondering, okay, what have we learned about evil? You know, if anything, we seem to have accommodated it, and we've embraced it all in the name of political correctness.
Yeah, yes, that's true. The one thing we did learn from a practical standpoint was that that our leading governmental crime fighting branches need to cooperate better. That was one of the problems with 9/11, the run up to 9/11, that the FBI wasn't telling the CIA anything. The CIA had information that it wasn't sharing with the FBI or the NSA. There was all that territorial problem, and they weren't sharing information that they should have. And the one thing we have learned in the wake of 9/11 is that we need interagency cooperation better than we had it before, and that is the case today.
Oh, do you think we fixed that, Bruce?
I don't think we've, no, Bill, I do not think we fixed
okay.
it. I think we have improved it somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think that, you know, this is the problem, you know, with us being human beings, is, you know, ego and arrogance and all that comes into play. You know, if you're not willing to subordinate that for the higher call, then this is what you have. You open yourself up to human error. And that's what concerns me to this day, is that, yes, we've addressed it, we've spent a lot of money investing, investigating it, you know, but where is the accountability, you know, and you look to, I guess this is where you look to the longstanding people in the bureaucracy, the unelected officials who have these critical jobs. And, you know, when you hear the things that are happening out of the FBI and our intelligence community today, boy, this is very concerning, because I'm thinking, gosh, even like a day like today, as somber as it is, it should remind everybody, it should be a reset time for everyone, how we need to, you know, be in our lanes to do the things that are important to secure this country, because the fact of the matter is that we're a constant stick in the eye to those oppressive governments that say that freedom works and we are that light on a shining hill. And ever since that light was ignited, there have been those antithetical forces doing everything they can to blow it out.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I mean, to touch on your point a little bit, one of the problems that I have with today is we were hoping, and for a time after 9/11, we were a united nation.
Mm-hmm.
Polls were showing that 80% of America was extremely proud to be an American and all those kinds of things. This is in the wake, of course, of the contested election that made George Bush president, and the country was somewhat divided, and then 9/11 united us.
Mm-hmm.
United us in ways that we had not been united, because it was a kind of a terrorist attack that had not happened in our history.
Right.
Today, I can say for a fact, as you will agree, we are no longer as the United Nation that we were in the wake of 9/11.
No doubt. We're so bifurcated. But, you know, this has been the temperament, and even former President Obama had to admit this, is that we've tribalized this country. We're not thinking about America. We're not thinking about Made in USA. We're thinking about all these subgroups. And everybody's defending and fighting for all these subgroups as opposed to what the Constitution is all about. And so here we are. You know, we're very much the effect of other nations before us, Bruce. And you know this better than I do. You get people discombobulated. You take them off course. And you confuse them, and you get madness. You get treason going on, and we're on the verge of this. I mean, look what's happening in our government right now. I mean, basically, you've got a coup taking place in Washington, D.C. You've got the, you know, these unelected officials somehow taking it upon themselves to steady the state, so to speak. You know, I think that's what even Stroke and Lisa Page and others within the FBI admitted. And now there's somebody within the inner workings, on staff for the White House, a senior official, which, you know, that title could mean thousands, even though this person raised their hand, took a vow to defend, the Constitution and to support this president, has decided to do so in a surreptitious way, which only adds to the fuel and fire and the distraction of what's been going on ever since Donald Trump got elected.
That's absolutely true. And the one thing about that this anonymous senior official, he is not promoting democracy. He is undermining democracy.
Exactly.
The president of the United States is constitutionally elected, okay, and therefore he is the president. He runs the executive office. If this person had a problem with the kinds of decisions that Trump was making, his first duty is to go argue with the president, try to convince him that he's on the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
If he does not convince him he's on the wrong path, and if he thinks that the path Trump is on is somehow dangerous to the security of the country, his job is to resign, go to the papers, go to the press, and explain exactly why he feels that way. His mm-hmm. job is not to surreptitiously undermine the president. That is not his job. He has taken an oath when he becomes a member of the government to serve the Constitution, to serve the office he works for, which happens to be the office that the President of the United States runs. So this person is undermining democracy, not promoting it.
Well, let's just even deal with the most basics of any kind of organization. Any president, any CEO of company doesn't get 100% approval. It just doesn't happen. You're going to have forces that come against you. Abraham Lincoln, I mean, his chairman, of different committees and that. It was infamous how they were against this president. But he had him there for his input. There's been some anecdotal stories where he'd ask everybody, so where do you stand? And it was like 100% against. And he would go with what it was that he wanted to do, against the recommendation of his counselors. So, this happens. It's the nature of business, and why some of these people are just so aghast that somebody would disagree with Donald Trump. I mean, Bruce, you and I disagree with Donald Trump. I can imagine what it must be, in some of those meetings.
Yep.
I would only hope it would be, because this is what free speech is all about, and this is, being a CEO, you look to get input from all types of people, and you want strong people in there. And guess what? Donald Trump can handle it. I'm not worried about that at all. I don't think so.
I'm not either.
Anyway, more from Bruce Kaufman when we come back. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post the job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Coming to theater September 14th, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zambrini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
If you could run a 4-7 mile again, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man. Just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrand's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken.
Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know, don't you love that about God? It doesn't matter what you've done. You know, he still says the deal is on between us. I'm still for you. We're going to make it work. Hang in there. All is well because God Almighty himself is in charge. And we can even say that about our government. Let me tell you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Bruce Kaufman continues. Bruce, just to wrap up this whole situation, as you and I were talking off air, I got to tell you, I'm really surprised that there is not a bipartisan effort to square away this jungle that is and this craziness and this coup that is taking place in Washington, D.C. Because the fact of the matter is, if it can happen to Donald Trump, it's going to happen to the Democratic Party. Both sides need to come against this and filter this out unless, you know, they think somehow they're going to escape it or they just think that it's okay to run a government this way.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Bill. You're not going to see a lot of bipartisanship in the run-up to the midterm elections.
No.
I mean, I'm not surprised that they're not being bipartisan at all. Their eyes to the midterm elections and whatever they can do to put the seeds of doubt into the American people about not only Trump but the Republican Party, they're going to do it.
Yeah, but what they're creating, I mean, we saw what was on display during the Kavanaugh hearings, the hyperbole that was taking place. This is crazy town. He will probably get confirmed by the hair on his chinny chin chin, and boy, it just scares me to think what happens when the next justice comes up for confirmation. They're going to need therapists, you know, for the Democrats. I mean, they're already near in the fetal position, sucking their thumbs, not knowing what else to do here except wait for another Spartacus moment, I guess.
Not going to come.
Yeah. Cory Booker, you got to love him. I mean, he's comedy. He totally is comedy. But getting back to 9/11, you mentioned in your column that Article 5 of the NATO Charter, that an attack on one NATO member is an attack on all, and was always presumed to be invoked by America in retaliation to the presumed attack on Western Europe's NATO members by the Soviet Union. But in fact, guarding against such an attack was the main reason NATO was formed. And yet the first time Article 5 was invoked, 9/11, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, when NATO was formed in 1949, the main reason it was formed was because the Western European nations were worried that the Soviet Union, at that time the mightiest on-the-ground army in the world, mm-hmm. having taken over Eastern Europe, might invade Western Europe. And so NATO was formed, and the backbone of NATO is Article 5, which says that an attack on one NATO member is considered an attack on all NATO members. And the whole point of it was that the United States would step in should the Soviet Union decide to invade Western Europe. And, of course, the United States didn't have a large army there, but they did have soldiers stationed there who, if they were killed or wounded or whatever in a Soviet attack, that might precipitate U.S. response, including tactical nuclear weapons, perhaps even ratcheting this up to a nuclear war. The whole point was to give the Soviets pause, and it worked, because for 40-plus years, nearly 50 years, Article 5 was never invoked in order to defend Western Europe from a Soviet attack. As you mentioned, the first time in the history that Article 5 was invoked was after al-Qaeda's attack on the United States, when our Western European allies invoked it, and in the wake of 9/11, they did engage in military retaliatory attacks against al-Qaeda. So for all the problems we've had with our NATO allies, they stood up when it counted.
Exactly. Well, and as you mentioned, 9/11 was, had a congealing effect, and it really brought out, American unity. Right now, the antithetical forces overseas, be it al-Qaeda, the Chinese, Russia, go on down the line. I wonder, if they're just holding back from doing anything because they're kind of seeing an implosion taking place in our country within our government. So that if we don't seal this up, we are becoming more and more vulnerable, are we not?
Yes. But they're not. I mean, Russia's not holding back, Bill. They got themselves very involved in the election that made Donald Trump president, and that has certainly become a divisive force in our politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly, what we do know in part is that Russia was part. We're also finding out North Korea, tentacles from China as well. And guess what? Welcome to big boy government. Everybody is fiddling and messing in everybody's election. We had President Obama going to England to interfere with Brexit. Look at how much money he spent to oust Benjamin Netanyahu. So this stuff happens in big world government. So no big surprise here. But what are we doing? What are we doing right now to monitor that even better? Even though you have our social media giants right now that are so, so blatantly biased, can we trust that they are looking out for the better interest of America, or do they allow, certain groups to get in because that group, though foreign, promotes their higher cause?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't answer that definitively, but that certainly is a
it's suspect, isn't it? Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about Pennsylvania. You mentioned also in your column Todd Beamer. Let's roll. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. So as we know, that flight 93, was delayed in takeoff from New Jersey. And so by the time they were in the air and they were hijacked, they had communication with their friends and loved ones on the ground, and they knew of the previous hijacking. So they knew that this hijack was not about ransoming their lives for hundreds of thousands of dollars. They knew this hijacking was, the intent was to, crash the plane and kill everybody into some important target. And everybody believes that the target was Washington, D.C. Most people believe it was the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And as I wrote in one of my columns, had it been the Capitol and Congress was in session, and more than half of Congress was killed in that attack, mm-hmm. then we do not have a quorum. And therefore, from a constitutional legal standpoint, Congress can't do any business.
Yes.
So what Norman Ornstein, who is a senior fellow of the American Enterprise Institute, wonderful guy, I've had dinner with him a couple of times, he proposed right after 9/11 that our 28th Amendment, we have 27 amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights and 17 others, because the Senate, all right, if all the senators, half the senators died, the governor can appoint a new senator. Mm-hmm. John McCain recently died. There's now a temporary senator in his place until there's the next election.
Right.
But the way the House works, you need these special elections, which are complicated and time-consuming and would be even more so after a devastating attack on America's capital. So Norman Ornstein wrote and saying that we ought to make the 28th Amendment, we ought to have a 28th Amendment to the Constitution in which we simplify and speed up the process in which we replace those House members who are either dead or incapacitated.
Right.
They would be temporary replacements until another election, but if we need a 28th Amendment to speed up and to make it much possible to replace them so that Congress has a quorum and Congress can get back to business, which in the wake of 9/11 would have been figuring out how to retaliate against al-Qaeda.
Where are we on that? That's to me, that's a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer and nothing to my knowledge. I mean, I asked Norman about that when I had dinner with him, and he said there's been nothing done about it that he knows of in Congress. But it is a no-brainer. It absolutely is. Especially since, by the way, since 9/11, terrorist attacks have not gone away. Terrorist groups have not shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's the possibility of a repeat of 9/11. I mean, we are now better prepared for it, but it can happen. And if the Congress is attacked and everybody dies, then you've got a problem in terms of the Constitution allowing Congress without a quorum to do its business.
Well, and of course, a recent warning is that we may have al-Qaeda 2.0 with Osama bin Laden's son coming into power.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is not the kind of situation. This is ongoing. Evil has been around since day one. It will continue. In this particular case, we have, some radical Islamists that want to, do us. They want to take us out. Forget about doing us harm. They just want to take us out. It's that
simple.
They
want to impose Sharia law around the globe.
Mm-hmm. And
there's no question about that.
I mean, here they are. I mean, you see what's happening in Europe, in London. I was just reading this morning, the Muslim efforts there to make sure that Franklin Graham does not, give a speech there in northern England. They see him as Islamophobe, antithetical to their cause. And they're utilizing, just like they are here in the United States, they're utilizing the Constitution and the laws of the prevailing city in order to wedge in their way. But again, that was my initial question with you, is what have we learned about evil since these attacks, as pernicious as they have been and are continuing to be? What are we learning in terms of setting up these boundaries? I mean, we've got people arguing because we want to put a protective wall on our southern border.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in terms of what we are learning, Bill, I've hopefully... We are learning that we have to be a little bit more judicious in, I hate to say this, but we have to be more judicious in our immigration policy, for one thing. I really do believe, Donald Trump became president in great part because of his stance on immigration. We cannot allow all these people to come willy-nilly into our country without some kind of check on their background, some kind of determination of whether they are possible terrorists and whether they're not. And, how that is done, we have the problem, of course, with the Constitution, the checks and balances in terms of how we do that. But I think we need to figure out a way to be a bit more discerning in the number of people we're allowing into this country.
Well, that's a little preview of our next conversation when you come back, Bruce, okay?
All righty, Bill.
All right, Bruce Kaufman. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.
My pleasure, Bill.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best. naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset.